It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reid Forgrave with an excellent story in the Star Tribune about faith leaders and politics. And Reid, like all of our guests, again, startribune.com, that story available to you. Like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Reid. Good to have you on again. Why don't we start with the Johnson Amendment? A lot of people know about it. Some don't. Why don't you explain the Johnson Amendment and then add, as you did in your story, how little enforcement there is with the Johnson Amendment in our country.
Yeah, I mean, we think of, if we ever think of the Johnson Amendment, what we think of is, hey, there's this strict wall between politics and, you know, not just faith communities, but also charitable nonprofits, which is what the Johnson Amendment covers. And we think, oh, you can't talk any politics from the pulpit. That's not exactly true. What you cannot do if you want to maintain your tax exempt status is that faith leaders cannot go out and say, they may not campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for public office. But you can walk right up to that line. You can say, this is what this church believes. This is say, you can say basically everything except vote for Kamala Harris, vote for Donald Trump. And you can even, and this, to be honest, surprised me. If you are, let's say you're a preacher, and this happened in Harlem not that long ago, you can have your Sunday service. You can go out front and say, now I'm in my capacity, not as a pastor, but as a private citizen. And I am endorsing Kamala Harris for president. You can do that and technically not be in violation of this.
Can I jump in on that?
Please.
That stuns me. I mean, if the two of us are going and we see this preacher, this rabbi, you name it, and then they walk out of their place of worship and it's right there, and now it's, I want you to donate money to Donald Trump, or I want you to vote for Kamala Harris. Come on. Literally, we're right here. We're just barely outside the facility, and that's all the separation you need?
I do think when you talk with a lot of faith leaders, a lot of them are careful to not cross that line, are careful to be like, look, even on my Twitter, where I'm a private citizen, I'm not going to be overtly partisan. I think there's a difference between being partisan and political, right? Like, you can say, hey, our church is against abortion, or our church is for reproductive rights, without saying, hey, take that to the next step, and therefore you should vote for X candidate. Like, I think people understand faith communities are allowed to have very strong values. But when they can cross that line is when they actually stump for a candidate, but do it in the capacity of being, you know, in the pulpit, as the capacity of the pastor or imam or rabbi. It is, look, is this law toothless? I think a lot of people would say that. So the Johnson Amendment came about in the 1950s, named after LBJ. Lyndon Johnson, when he was a senator, helped bring this into being. And according to like an early 2000s report, there have only been two instances of faith communities losing their tax-exempt status.
That's laughable.
Due to this.
Come on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, and I think part of it is because the IRS would send letters to be sort of like cease and desist letters. They're like, oh, sorry, I don't want to risk that. So the churches will then, or other faith communities will then back off. But yeah, it is a somewhat toothless law, and I think you're seeing a lot of faith leaders kind of pushing those lines, especially in the election year.
Okay, this is Reed Forgrave from the Star Tribune. You're counting yourself, you had seven individuals work on this all across the state. And so collectively, you guys saw a number of services. So when you judge this, and you've laid it out very well in your first two answers, how subtle are some people and how overt are others when we're talking about the leaders of that place of worship? Because some are very good. No, if anybody was checking, if there's some Johnson Amendment Commission and they came there, they would never even be close to it. And you say, okay, I probably know where they lean, but it's nowhere near. And others would be like, okay, I got a violation 5 minutes in. Just the disparity your team saw across the state.
Yeah, so I think between in-person stuff and watching a few services online, because we all wanted to do this over the course of like one long weekend. I think we went to more than a dozen services across the state, all sorts of different denominations of Christianity. Plus, I went to a Rosh Hashanah service. I had a colleague who went to a mosque down in Mankato. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I think like as far as like on the right side of the law, I think most, if not all, of these faith communities stayed on the right side of tax laws. There was one church, and I brought this up too. I talked with a Notre Dame professor who's an expert on like election tax law, and I brought up a few of these examples. There was a church in North Minneapolis that I went to where they had all sorts of DFL-affiliated politicians come speak to the church. This was at Shiloh Temple. But the context of this was not electioneering. The context was, hey, we just opened a food shelf, and it got county money, it got state money, it got local government money. You had Jacob Fry, you had Ilhan Omar come and say, hey, church members, you guys are doing a service to this community. Good for you. They weren't saying, hey, you know, I'm Ilhan Omar, come vote for me. Mm-hmm. So according to this tax lawyer, they were still on the right side of the line. There was another church where it put on its screen, hey, here are nine members of our congregation who are running for local and statewide office. Some of them were nonpartisan offices. Some of them were political affiliated office. And this tax expert said, look, that is probably on the wrong side of this line. I was like, okay, where is this line exactly? And I think this is where it gets hard. It's like, hey, you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
That was his answer. Like, you know it when you see it. Like, does that mean if a pastor is going before his or her congregation and saying, this is what we stand for. We stand for the rights of immigrants and of trans people. We stand for abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Is that in the eye of the beholder? You know, according to tax law, no, you're fine. You're fine to say that. Even if you know which political parties are then affiliated by it. But I think this is, and I'm sorry to drone on about this, it's such a fascinating topic, but this is kind of one of the issues here, is all of these political issues, we make them partisan as a society. We say, oh, you're against abortion? Oh, therefore you must be voting for the Republican Party. We make all those on our own. So a pastor, in a way, doesn't even have to make that connection for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, I would say it's both. You're 100% right. I think as divided as we are politically, as both parties move further from the center, then they've played a part too. You know, and yeah. Obviously the country collectively is not as religious as it once was. I mean, you point out the date on that. You can still believe in your religion too, and you don't go to service. But even in people identifying themselves, either they are religious or there's a certain religion they follow versus agnostic or atheist, those numbers have jumped up significantly. Reed, always good stuff. Go ahead.
It's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah. All right, man. Be good. Reed Forgrave, read this story, StarTribune.com, probably in the paper tomorrow. I want to hear what Dave has to say about it. I'm heartened to hear, Dave, that most places of worship are walking the line appropriately. But we know there's plenty who have not. And when you have tax-exempt status, I don't think it's that difficult to walk that line. I really don't. But if only two places since this law ever came into place decades and decades and decades ago, why would a pastor, why would an imam, why would a rabbi even fear anything happening? Twice. Since this came about in the 50s, there is no punishment. So just appeal.
Just ask those two.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'm not asking you to give up your faith, but if you're going to have that tax-exempt status, if someone is so overt and so over the top in, I'm asking my followers to vote for Donald Trump, or I'm asking my followers to vote for Kamala Harris, or, I mean, we're just going to play the game where you just literally just don't say that, but it's so obvious and that's okay. Because that's probably what's taking place at a lot of these places of worship all across the country.
Growing up Catholic, Chad, still being Catholic? I've heard that sermon just a time or two.
Yes, I bet you have. If you want to chime in, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. Jason will join the conversation. Jason will then lead you up to Henry Lake. Good reminder to H. Lake with Hakeem Jeffries tonight on the show. And hopefully some people listening right now are headed to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater because it's our birthday tonight. We're going to have a big event at Chanhassen Dinner Theater and looking forward to that.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.